Our metta practice this afternoon will be in two parts. The first part is an exploration of the experience of forgiveness. I almost always teach this at every retreat that I offer, this forgiveness practice, because it was clarifying for me in my practice. So the very word forgiveness can have a charge on it. It can have like an imperative, like you should or you must or the right thing. And that's not the feeling of forgiveness that is being cultivated in this practice. Rather, it is an orientation towards our own heart in relation to the Brahma-viharas. So we are not forgiving actions, we're forgiving people as a movement towards. So at a certain point in your life around something that's happened to you, you may not be able to separate the person from the unskillful act. And so there's just not that much you can do. I offer another kind of practice that's called reconciliation when there's no movement towards forgiving. There's still too much heat, too much anger. It's perfectly natural that that happens sometimes. So one is not supposed to go into judging, comparing, or fixing. So forgiving is saying, I will not close my heart to this person, even though I don't approve of their past actions, their current actions, the way they've chosen to live their life, that terrible thing they did. One can also still seek justice and not close one's heart, but be absolutely committed to seeking justice, to seeking a kind of fairness, a kind of resolve to something that has been done that was wrong in a number of different ways, possibly wrong. I mentioned the other day this woman that I consider to be so wise and so wonderful named Helen Luke. And Helen Luke taught that you don't have to forgive. You don't even have to wish that you forgave or could forgive. You don't even have to wish that you could forgive. It's enough that you wish that you wish that you wish that you would forgive. I found that so helpful. I immediately found space, and maybe some of you are too. So what that means in Buddha Dhamma terms is the heart moving towards, this is the aspiration in terms of the Eightfold Path of Right View and the wise intention, the Sammasamkappa, that there is this movement of the heart towards its own release. And remember, it's about us and our well-being. It's not about the other person. It's about us. And as we free ourselves, sometimes it has a very positive effect on the other person, and other times they never cared anyway what we thought. And that's okay. We're not concerned. You know, our business is ourselves in this way. Our sila, our character, our dana, our generosity of spirit, to be able to have metta flow freely in us, to have compassion flow freely, to have mudita, this happiness, flow freely, to have upekkha, this equanimity, flow freely, that we're not pulled into all of these other things. Upekkha is this equanimity aspect. And the lockedness of being so afraid to open at all can really be disturbing to equanimity. There's a kind of wall rather than an equanimous capacity. It's mostly just the wall. So we will begin, and there's three phrases that are traditionally used, and I was taught a number of different languages for it, and I've settled on one that works for me, and I offer it to you, but I'm not asking that you embrace it. So I will say a phrase once. I'll pause for a moment to let it register, or if you've said it with me, or say it right after me, and then I'll repeat it, and then we will stay with this phrase till the next one comes up. Emotions are welcome. If you cry, you're not disturbing someone. You're crying for those who can't cry. If for something touches you in a way that's delightful, like, whoa, am I glad to be rid of that? That's good too. A range of emotion are welcome if they arise, but don't go looking. Or any harm I may have caused others, knowingly or unknowingly, in my thoughts, words, and actions, I ask their forgiveness. First order of business, clearing ourselves. For any harm I may have caused others, knowingly or unknowingly, through my thoughts, words, and actions, I ask their forgiveness. Steady rhythm. One person, many people may come to mind. Don't go to the story. Stay with the immediacy of your feeling. Let the person be present as long as they're present and then go on their own way. Steady with the phrase. Letting those words go, just fade gently. Noticing how the body feels, how the heart feels, and what's going on in the head center. Oh, wonderful to not be afraid to own what's ours to own. So freeing. Notice that the word may was used. We just don't know. for any harm others may have caused me, knowingly or unknowingly, through their thoughts, words, and actions. I forgive them as best I am able. For any harm others may have caused me, knowingly or unknowingly, through their thoughts, words, and actions, I forgive them as best I am able. Letting loose of the words very gently, images dropping away. For any harm I may have caused myself, knowingly or unknowingly, through my thoughts, words, and actions, I forgive myself as best I am able. For any harm I may have caused myself, knowingly or unknowingly, through my thoughts, words, and actions, I forgive myself as best I am able. letting the words slowly fade. Any images drop away, any memories drop away. Before we complete this, let's do one more single round where I will offer each of these in pieces. So there'll be like four pieces to each one. And you respond out loud so that we're offering this capacity, recognizing the role of forgiveness for everyone here at Spirit Rock. So we're just holding the wholesomeness of not closing the heart. And again, it's not about condemning actions. We hold people responsible for their actions, and we recognize the harm caused. It's not about that. It's about our hearts. So I'll start with the first one, and I'll say again a phrase of the whole line, and you say that out loud, then I'll say the next phrase. For any harm I may have caused others, knowingly or unknowingly, through my thoughts, words, and actions, I ask their forgiveness. For any harm others may have caused me through their thoughts, words, and actions, I forgive them as best I am able. For any harm I may have caused myself through my thoughts, words, and actions, I forgive myself as best I am able. Having created the movement towards the wishing we wished for this open heart in terms of towards others and towards ourselves. With this open heart, the second part of our metta is what is called radiating metta. And it is the metta that the Buddha describes in the Majjhima Nikaya, the middle-length discourses, in which phrases are not used, but rather this release, this inviting, this offering, metta in all the different directions. And this metta, as the Buddha was using it in these suttas, was that of a kind of friendliness, openness, a caring, a friendship, a wishing well, a kind of benevolence towards all beings. We, and being in the center, it's going to be radiating from our hearts. We, of course, are the chief beneficiary of staying in this space. So it's not excluding us, but the language isn't about us in this way. It's allowing this innate capacity of bodhicitta, or you could think of it as this awareness, this impersonal awareness that has this empty, radiating, well-being quality to it. We're attuning to that as best we are able. And it's not supposed to feel a certain way or to be a certain way. It'll be the way you find it. Some of you may miss the use of the words. You can also drop out and just go back to the phrases of metta. And some of you will feel such relief from not having to use language. I will be adding a kind of elixir to the feeling by repeating different words of meaning of this metta. And then there will be periods of silence. But there's a direction, because we're going to do this in all the directions, all the various directions, as you will see. You keep the continuity going inside you. Start embodied. Reflecting on the goodness of our heart. Reflecting on the gratitude that we have. Reflecting on our natural well-wishing. Acknowledging our innocence of heart, both that which is naively innocent and that which is experienced innocence. From this heart space, we offer the Buddha's radiating metta. For all beings in the front, picturing in front of you, not just this room, but on and on, out through Spirit Rock, out through the land. No end to this radiating metta. For all beings in the front, may you be well. Metta, metta. Metta to all beings in front. Friendliness, caring, non-demanding well-being. Metta to all those in the front. You just release, release. You don't have to use the phrases, but if it helps you, you can. But you're allowing that heart opening in this direction. Metta, metta, metta to all those in front. Flowing here now. Maintaining this flow of metta to all those in front, opening from the heart space to all those beings on our right. Metta to all the beings on the right. This well-wishing, this friendliness, caring, receptivity, metta, metta, metta. To all beings on the right. Flowing easy, naturally, not pushing it, but allowing that metta to flow, releasing, trusting that your heart doesn't need a wall. Metta to all those in front. Metta to all of those beings to the right. And now one more quarter turn. And metta to all of those in the back, flowing from the back of the heart out. Metta, metta. This gladness, this gratitude quality, this natural innocence of the heart in both its forms. Metta, metta. No requirements, not asking anything back. The natural radiance of the heart flowing out into this manifest life as best we're able. No judging, no comparing, no fixed ideas to what it feels like. It feels like it feels right now. This is it. Metta, metta, to all those in the back, to the rear. We're continuing to offer metta to all those in front, those to the right, those to the rear, and one more quarter turn, one more release of this aspect of our heart, all those to the left. Metta, 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 completing this circle of caring, of friendliness, of well-wishing. Metta, metta, metta. Offering what we have to offer. As best we're able. Here now. Metta, metta, to all those to the left. The circle of metta, the heart open in all these four directions, to the front, to the right, to the rear, to the left. Metta, metta. Friendness, friendness, here, now, metta, metta. And now to all those above, without restraint, without preference, without demand, metta, metta, to all beings above. No limiting, no conditions, metta, metta, metta. Metta to those in front, to the right, to the rear, to the left, and above. This radiating metta in all these directions, and now including all those below. Metta, metta. Metta to all those below. Friendness. Here, now, friendly, caring, open, receiving. Metta, metta. This wishing of well-being. No demands, no preferences, no discriminating, but this open heart of well-wishing, of benevolence. Metta, metta. And now for the rest of the sit, we're sitting in this sphere of metta, radiating metta, pouring forth on its own accord, not controlling it, not pushing it, not looking at it, but releasing, allowing, being available from our gratitude, from our goodness, from both our experienced and innocence of the heart, the experienced innocence, the naive innocence, all the benefits, the fruits of our practice, allowing this metta, contacting it, trusting it, to the front, metta, metta, to the right, to the rear, to the left, above, below, metta, 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 metta. Live in this sphere. Allow this to flow till the bell rings. If you will, please bring the attention back to your own heart space. Feel the heart space and your body as a whole. Just to know what the embodied feeling is. No expectation, just to discover. So for some people, the phrases work better than the radiating metta, and for others, the other way around. And some people, it worked both work, and it can change day to day, sit to sit. This radiating metta, again, you're not using words. I was using the words to keep you going. I was like putting the oil on the fire, and that way the elixir in the container, so that can move through. But it can really build, and one wants to pay a little careful attention here with yourself. So you might have a little more charge or energetic feeling in the body than you're accustomed to and might not notice it because this can generate that sometimes, other times not. But just to stay grounded in the body and walk down the hill slowly, please, and walk with embodied awareness. Awareness is embodied in this great, great universe. Awareness is embodied in this very body, this very body, this very body. And walk with this knowing that you know. Feel it. You're moving, there's a body feeling, and there's just awareness in whatever's come out of this practice today. Thank you for participating in it.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.